Good evening, gentle listeners. I know and like Auckland Central MP Nikki Kaye and her Labour opponent, List MP Jacinda Ardern. They're both smart, capable women who, despite my political differences with both, have served their country well and I hope will continue to do so for many years. So it's more in sorrow than in anger that I cried, "Bitches, please," at their epic tag team fudge of a very simple question and their joint New Zealand Herald broadside column this week. Ah, who am I fooling? I was epically hacked off by their failure to give a straight answer to this question. Do you support same-sex marriage? Because the simple truth is that they don't, quite. Now, to be fair, both say they'd vote for such a bill if it came up, but unlike Fran Wilde and Catherine O'Regan, who walked the talk and put their names on the Homosexual Law Reform and Human Rights Acts, they won't go as far as to say they'd put such bills in the private members' ballot. It's very easy to support a hypothetical you know will never happen, especially when you're contesting an electorate with a lot of white-collar, politically engaged gay and lesbian people and their socially liberal straight allies. Another simple truth is that the Civil Union Bill is not, quote, fairness and equality, as Ardern asserts, or renders marriage equality symbolic, that from Kaye. The status quo is still unfair and unequal, because the only real choice lies with presumably heterosexual folks like Jacinda and Nikki. They can choose to marry, or enter into a civil union, or live without benefit of clergy, to use a delightfully antique turn of phrase. My male partner of nearly 16 years and I don't have any choice at all. We're still being told that our commitment and the sheer grind of not killing each other isn't worthy of being called a marriage. Now, I'm not interested in forcing anyone, gay, straight or bi, into a knockoff of Princess Kate's McQueen gown and up the aisle at the business end of a shotgun. I couldn't squeeze into it anyway. But it should be our choice, just as it is for Jacinda and Nikki and every other straight person. And while Kay is right that the ban on same-sex couples adopting children is well past its use-by date, it is possible to figuratively walk and chew gum at the same time, and it's also possible to respect the dignity and equality of same-sex couples more than once in each parliament. There are many outright homophobes across the political spectrum, and they deserve every drop of vitriol they get. But folks like Ardern and Kaye don't deserve a pass because they're fair-weather friends instead of naked enemies. I'm sick of being told, however passive-aggressively, to sit at the back of a marriage bus and be thankful I've not been pushed under the wheels. We all deserve straight answers to straight questions, even if we're not straight at all.